Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View, plus a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. We are rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. And today's stardate, 10/28/10208. That's today's stardate. First up on the Glacier Review is the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. We're starting off with September 7, 2017. The Glacier View Community Council will have its first fall meeting, 7 p.m. at Glacier View School. Now, we've gone all summer without a council meeting, so we're going to meet on the first Thursday this September. All the others will, generally speaking, be the last Thursday. So, September 7, 7 p.m., 2017, the Glacier View Community Council will be meeting at the Glacier View School. All are welcome. Also, we will be looking at the possibility of starting a Glacier View Community Council Sports Committee. If we have enough people interested in a sports committee, which would, generally speaking, support sports activities at the Glacier View School, it doesn't have to be limited to that. But we're going to start with that. So, Glacier View Community Council Sports Committee, if somebody wants to be chair, if the council wants to have a sports committee. All right. Next on our list in the agenda will be the 911 call list. Now, we've got a great emergency call list. It's been successful already, but it is short. And by short, I mean we have a community council, we have a community phone list. The 911 call list is not the community phone list, and it is much shorter. So, some people are new to Glacier View. Some people just haven't gotten on. Some people don't want to be on, and that's fine too. But we have a 911 call list. So what does that mean? Well, for one thing, in an emergency, call 911. First off, that's the first thing you do. Even if you need an ambulance, and even though there's an ambulance in Glacier View, you call 911, they will call the EMTs in Glacier View and activate them. So that's your first call. Then call people in your area, because the 911 call list is separated into five parts of the highway, so you know where your neighbors are that are near you. Also, sometimes you kind of have an emergency, but it's really not a 911 call. Well, this is a good handy list to call. The first two, three people in each of the five sections are captains to start the phone tree going. Call one or two captains and get a hold of them, and it will go out. We put out a fire in May using the 911 call list. Purinton Creek update will be at the council meeting. We'll be talking about the trail update with our grant status, signs, etc. And just to remind the listening public that Glacier View Community Council has the dumpster at Purinton Creek. We pay for that ourselves. So let's keep it clean on the trails. And also, we have two porta potties at the Purinton Creek pullout and one at the school. So the council pays for that too, all part of our public service. We are going to have our own vice president, Fred Hirschman, talking about oral tradition and story recording of people in the community. Now, the school spearheaded that last year. Well, I guess it was the year before now, with the videos, and Dorothy Hernser was the lead on that. Fred is talking about going in another direction with that, and that is adult story capturing, so that adults in the community can start recording stories and get them converted to text so that we can type them up and put them in archives. Maybe someday there'll be a book. Anyway, so that's Fred Hirschman will be talking about that. We have other things that will, I'm sure, be coming on the agenda, but that's it for now. We don't have any real actual financial call for anything right now. It's still a bit early. I don't see any need, but stay tuned. We'll put out the agenda the Monday before the council meeting, generally speaking. All right, that's it for the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. And remember, 7th of September, 7 p.m. at the school, is the next council meeting. To be or not to be, do I have to register my drone? Oh yeah, boy, that's a good question for Shop Art and Fun section of today's The Glacier Review. So you have a drone. Do you have to still register them? Well, new FAA ruling says some drones you don't actually have to register anymore that might have in the past. Now, I'm not your lawyer, your doctor, or a drone expert or an FAA person, but new ruling says you don't have to register some. How are you going to find out if you qualify? Well, for one thing, you've learned that some people don't have to register now. That's a step in the right direction. But I was researching this before the program because I have a small drone and I want to know. There's a website, knowbeforeyoufly.org. Knowbeforeyoufly.org. Also, I posted the link on Facebook page of the Glacier Review. Go to Facebook, go to the Glacier Review. You'll find my link to Know Before You Fly. In the frequently asked questions, a couple of them, I'll detail a little bit here. One person writes, I have a drone and would like to use it to monitor my business, such as by checking my roof. I won't sell any pictures. Is this commercial use? Yes, if it's a non-recreational use, then you have to register. All right, where can I find a list of temporary flight restrictions, often called TFR? And there's a web link right there in the Know Before You Fly. And they remind us that many hobby shops provide UAS flight training. And here's an interesting question. I flew my drone for fun, but ended up taking a photograph that I was able to sell later. Is this acceptable? Answer, yes, as long as the original intent of the flight was for fun. Now, it goes on, talks about heliports, airports, airplane traffic, all kinds of other things, and the pretty nicely well laid out website, knowbeforeyoufly.org. So go ahead and check it out. And of course, FAA has a lot of information, maybe even too much, one might say. So that's it for today's little section on shop art and fun, a little bit about drones. And now you're saying, I'm droning on. Oh no, that was a terrible joke. Okay. Next up, under Garage Science. Okay, Garage Science. I love Garage Science. But today, it's a little bit bigger picture for that. It is an inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power. Now, do you remember former Vice President Al Gore wrote An Inconvenient Truth? And that was about global warming. Now he has a sequel coming out, a movie that's coming out very soon. It's called An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power. Now, this is a little recipe book for activities. It's a follow-up, and it's a daring call to action, as the New York Times says. This new book is a daring call to action. It exposes the reality of how humankind has aided in the destruction of our planet and delivers hope through groundbreaking information on what you can do now. Vice President Gore, one of our environmental heroes, is a leading expert in climate change, brings together cutting-edge research from top scientists around the world, approximately 200 photographs and illustrations, to visually articulate the subject matter, and personal anecdotes and observations to document the fast pace and wide scope of global warming. He presents with alarming clarity and conclusiveness, and with humor too, that the fact of global climate change is not in question, and that its consequences for the world we live in will be assuredly disastrous if left unchecked. All right, so I have a web link there on the Glacier Review. If you've read the book already, or when you see the movie, leave a note what you think about it on the Glacier Review Facebook page, the Glacier Review, and leave a note there. Love to hear from you. A couple of years ago, a real popular movie sprang to life with Guardians of the Galaxy, and in it was some great music. Now, here's the theme song from that movie, and after that, the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 has come out. We have a little bit of music from that in a summer-centered music program from the Glacier Review. Here we go.
What you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. As sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling, you're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're in love.
Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede. That was their one record-setting monster popular song, Hooked on a Feeling. That's one of the songs, kind of the same theme song from Guardians of the Galaxy. But now, here's some great new music, new old music from Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Here we go.
Southern nights. Have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so. Southern nights, just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way. Just beyond the eye, it goes running through the soul like the stories.
Southern Nights with American great Glenn Campbell. Southern Nights. Okay. Hey, the Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from KVRF Big Cabbage Radio. We are a member-supported community radio station with members like you. Join Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Be a part of your own local radio station. Have an idea for your own program? Let's talk. Stream us live over the internet on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Visit RadioFreePalmer.org for details to become a member today. You can also visit us on Facebook page Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Radio Free Palmer from Lion's Head in Glacier View all the way through Chicolin, Sutton, Palmer, the Butte, and Wasilla. We are broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and in Glacier View at 91.5 FM on your FM dial, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. And by the way, remember, we're going to have our fundraiser next month. If you have something for our silent auction, we'd love to auction it off and put a little bit of jingle in our bank account. We are a member-supported community radio station, and that means all of us. So if you have something, drop by the studios right next to Fireside Books and drop it off, or need some help moving it, we'll come move it. Give us a call. Okie dokie, Radio Free Palmer. Next month, September, is our fall fundraiser.
Face. Welcome to the human. sky. Please tell us why
you had to hide away for so long.
So long.
Where did we go wrong? Hey there, Mr. Blue, we're so pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do. Everybody smiles at you. Hey there, Mr. Blue, we're so pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do.
Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra. What an epic song. Beautiful song.
In a little cafe just the other side.
Come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man.
cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, "Man, you know you're in trouble plenty." So I dropped my drink.
That is Come a Little Bit Closer by Jay and the Americans, also from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 from the new movie that came out fairly recently. Last up from the Forrest Gump album, I Don't Know Why, But I Do. That's it from The Glacier Review. Check us out on Facebook, The Glacier Review. Thanks to Radio Free Palmer. Have a great week. Let's hope for sunshine and listen to the weather at 8:30 every morning.